Okay, so this is Parshas Akev, and I want to analyze a few psukim, and let me just tell you the background of these few psukim, what happened before these few psukim in the parsha. Moshe tells the Bnei Yisrael the story of the golden calf, how the Bnei Yisrael sinned, and other times that the Bnei Yisrael sinned and they were stubborn in the wilderness, and how Moshe prayed for them, and how he wrote a new set of luchos, how Shevet Levi was designated. So Moshe tells them a bit of history. And then he turns to them in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, and he says, Vatal Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shomimach, what does Hashem want from you? Kim liyiras Hashem Elokecha, only to fear God, Lalechas Pchod Rechav, to walk in his ways, Ula'avo, so and to love him, V'la'avod is Hashem Elokecha, and to serve Hashem your God, b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha, with all your heart, with all your soul, lishmoris mitzvos Hashem, eschukosav asher anochi mitzvah chayom, l'tov lach, to observe the mitzvos of Hashem and the statutes that I command you today. It's good for you. Hein la'Hashem elokecha, hashamayim u'shmei hashamayim v'haretz chal sheba. Hashem has the heavens and the heavens of the heavens, the land. Hashem, everything belongs to Hashem. But Hashem sort of loved, desired your ancestors to love them. He chose their descendants, Achrim, after them, Bochem, with you, Mikol Ha'amim, from all the nations, as of today. So, after Moshe tells them about how they sinned in the past, and now he says, what does Hashem want from you? He wants you to fear God, to follow his footsteps, to love him, to serve him, to do his mitzvos. And I guess I have just a bunch of questions as to what's going on here. Now, I'm curious what's the relationship between Yira and Ava, between fear and love, right? You say that Hashem wants that you should fear Hashem, to go in his path, and to love him. Okay? Is there an order, or are they just different things? Fear him, follow in his ways, love him, serve his mitzvahs. What's the relation between fear and love in Yira and Ahava? Number two is, what exactly is Yira? There are different types of fear, right? There could be fear of punishment, reverence. Well, what does Yira here mean? What does Hashem expect from us? And why is Moshe asking this from us, or why is Hashem asking? Like, Hashem commands a lot of mitzvos. Hashem says to Moshe, tell the Bnei Israel and they should do this. Hashem commands us in many mitzvos. Here, Hashem is asking from us. Hashem asks us to fear him, to walk in his ways, to love him, to serve him. What's this language of Shoel Me'imach? That's an interesting term. And my final question is, what is Moshe, or more precisely, why is Moshe telling the Bnei Israel this message at this time? What's Moshe's message to the Bnei Israel now at this point? About Yira, about Ava? Any thoughts on any of the questions that I asked? I know I asked a lot of questions. The relationship between Yira and Ava, what is Yira? Why is Hashem asking, not commanding? And what's the message here? What's he telling Bnei Israel?
Well, like you said, there's a bunch of eras,
Yeah.
era from that hit me over the head, or era, there's different types of eras, but era and ahava go together in the sense that if you have ahava, let's say if I love somebody, so then I have to be afraid not to lose that love, you know what I mean? I have to be on the,
So you're
have to
saying.
be careful not to lose that love. So it goes together, actually.
So you should, but again, it seems you should fear him. I'm just trying to understand what the pasuk here means. You should fear him and love him, or fear him in order to love him. Like, try to
Can
understand
it
the relation.
be like you can fear, like different people could serve for different, like some people might
Ah,
serve
so
for fear
good.
and some people might serve for
Right.
love,
So the truth is
depending upon
that,
where they're at?
right. In other words, you're saying maybe he's talking to different groups of people. Some people should be Yira, some people should do Ava, some people should go on their ways. There is a commentary that actually explains it this way, Esther. We're not going to study that, but you should know there is. I forgot who it is, but there is. I'll try to send it to you. But there is a commentary that actually interprets it that way.
I I have a thought.
Yeah, what's your thought?
That now, before B'nai Israel goes into Eretz Israel,
yeah,
and they won't be surrounded by nisim that are right. obvious.
Right.
And, you know, you see a nisim that's obvious, you see instant reward and punishment.
Yeah.
So you have the year aspect, because you see if something goes wrong, immediately there will be a plague, a fire, something that will go wrong, a punishment. When Hashem stops, you know, lets nature take over, and Hashem is not so overt with the nisim, maybe then Hashem is saying, you know, even though you might not see me there, I'm there, but I want the ahava.
Mm,
okay. But the yira might not be so
right.
obvious.
You see, say right now there's going to be a lot of yira because there'll be consequences. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here. Okay. So
he's saying that he seems to be saying, you know, this is good for, this is all for you.
Yep.
So you don't need your love, really, because right. he says there that Hashem has everything. Now, he always, all of a sudden, he sticks in here that Hashem controls the heavens, he
right.
has the earth, he has everything. Like, what's he trying to... Okay, so what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah,
we're trying to... Hashem doesn't need anything.
Right. In other words, what you're saying, Baruch, is that Hashem's telling you to do all these things for your own benefit, not for Hashem's benefit, because Hashem has everything. Yeah.
That's why he throws that in.
Yeah, I think Ramban's going to say that. Okay, so I'm going to share with you two different approaches that I understand. And really, my question is Yira... or maybe even Ava, is that a motivation to observe?
Real facts about
is that the motivation to observe mitzvos, or is that an end unto itself? So, one way that you could view these psukim is that Moshe just told the B'nai Israel about how they've sinned in the past, and now he's telling them, "Listen, it's difficult. You know, you have a lot of challenges, and I'm going to give you some advice. I'm going to give you some advice about the best way." That you can not make the same mistakes that your ancestors made in the desert. I'm going to give you some advice about how to fight off sin. So, could be, right? The Rashi, for example, says, "Vatal Yisrael, Avo Pi Shasisim Kodos." Even though you did all this, Odeh Rachma V'Chibas Alecha, Hashem still has mercy for you. He still loves you. When we call Mashiach Tassel Fanav, and because from all that you've sinned in front of Him, Ainu Shom Mikem Yira. What He wants is for you to just simply to fear him. And you should know, you should do this, as Rashi points out, lo lechinam, not for nothing, l'tovacha, l'shkav eschar. Hashem wants you to do this. Hashem wants you to do this, not he's not commanding for his own needs. He wants you to do this. Why? So you'll receive reward. And as he's giving you advice. If you do mitzvahs, you'll get rewarded. If you don't do mitzvahs, you're not going to get rewarded. That's just the natural consequence of your behavior. So now God's giving you some advice. I'm telling you, I'm giving you some advice. Have the proper attitude. If you have the proper attitude, it'll be good for you. And the Rabban said this similarly. Ma'ashem elokecha shu'al mimach nimshach el letov lecha. This is sort of what you're saying, Baruch. It's connected to, it's good for you. Yomar einenu shu'al mimach davar shi'el tzarchol tzarchecha. Hashem is asking from you something, not for his own need, but he's doing it for your need. In other words, he's not commanding you; he's giving you advice. He says, "Rak hakol hu letov lach." It's all good for you. V'amar tam ki laHashem elokecha shemayim ishmei Hashem v'aretz chol sheba. Hashem has everything, the heavens and everything in it. V'chol melotim kavod lishmo. All of creation gives honor to God's name. And then it's tzarech lach. He doesn't need you. But Hashem desired your ancestors, and He chose their children from all the nations. You're amongst the chosen ones of their descendants. And this will be forever. So this idea that it's for your benefit, Hashem is giving you advice of the proper motivation, so the proper steps, so you won't fall again and failed to observe the mitzvos. Now, it's about, right, this is about, Hashem's giving us guidance about the appropriate attitude. Now, you could, again, like I pointed out, I forgot who says it, but someone does say what Esther said, that maybe there could be different groups of people, and different groups of people have to do different things. But one way you could look at this, which I found nice, at least I found a nice explanation, is one leads to the next. The Or HaChaim says, but you have a few things. You're fearing God, going in His ways, loving Him, and serving Hashem. I'll tell you what, and then to observe His mitzvos. So the Or HaChaim says, Kavanos HaKasuf Ki Al Derech Al HaDerech Al Zeh HaDerech. So this is the way to analyze the pasuk. Lefishish beis hadargot shechafetz Hashem Yisrael aso behem zu lamala mizu. Hashem wants two different levels. Achad hi ayira lamala mena ava. First is fear, that is love. Vamar lahem sheinu mevakish behem ki mayira. So Hashem first says you got to do yira first. V'tama devar hi lefishish yira tisovev eskav lechas b'chol drachav. Because fear, if you have fear, then you're going to do the right thing. You're going to follow his footsteps. Ki ha'yirei lo yachtal mi'yiraso afilu ba'achas me'elav shelav lasos. If you're truly afraid, and here we're probably talking about fear of punishment. If you're truly afraid, then you won't stop. Someone won't stop afraid being fear from even doing one in a thousand things that he has to do because you're afraid. Velo zo bovan magiato ela odlo. And it's not only this will he achieve. So if you're yiras Hashem lokecha, if you're scared, and you come to shul because you're scared, you do this business because you're scared, okay. So then you're going to start doing stuff. And then what's going to lead to it? Ela od lo, there's ulav oso, harei sheyira hi pesach likneis hashar ava. The year will lead to ava. Ulezeh, to love. Ulezeh kishamar kasub Hashem shoel. And for this, when the Pasuk says, what does Hashem want from you? Kim Lira, they take Lomar, we can be very precise to say, Vatam, what is it, Vatam now? Perish Masho Shoel, Lirahu Atab Yisbat Hazad. Now, your first goal is Yira. You have to Lisa Ol Halohut. You have to bear the yoke of the divine. Aval Einza Tachlis, Masha Chafetz Benu Asos, El Shazay Amidena Begeder Ava, Walita Ava. If you think about it, the goal is, really, I mean, what do we think about it? When we, for our kids, what do? We give them external motivation. I mean, that's what yira is. Fear of punishment is external motivation. Sometimes we have external motivation so that they'll engage in a certain behavior, and then they realize, I'm so happy that I'm doing this, hopefully. Hopefully, if they do it the right way, I didn't realize that Shabbos is so beautiful, right? I didn't realize that this mitzvah is so beautiful. Yes, I can't sit around and play on my phone, or I can't... lounge around, do nothing, and maybe you forced me to do this mitzvah or to observe this, but now that I've done it, I've come to love it. So yira leads to following in the footsteps, following the path, and then once you follow the path, you fall in love, and then think about what happens next, and once you fall in love, that impacts your service of Hashem. Then you're being oved Hashem with all your heart and all your soul. You see how one leads to the next. The other way, one second. So sometimes you need external motivations to modify your behavior, and that leads, the modification in the behavior leads to a change in attitude, and the change in attitude leads to a further change in behavior, right? Yira leads to do action. Action leads to love, and love leads to acting with all your heart. Yeah, Baruch?
It's similar to mitar shel alishma balishma.
Correct. Yeah, 100%. So I think this is right. In other words, mitar shel, first you do something for an ulterior motive, then you do it for the right reasons. And I think that we are, he's sort of listing the steps, one way of understanding it. Yira, then I'm doing it. And once you do it, you fall in love. And once you fall in love, now you're going to do it with even greater love, with a full heart, right? To observe the mitzvos. And that's so. This is more advice.
Yira, Ava, Yira.
What?
It can also be Yira, Ava, and then Yira.
It could
again.
Be. Yeah, I'm just saying.
There's different.
Right, higher level of Yira could be. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to explain the Pashup Shat. The Pashup Shat starts off with Yira, and then it goes to right. It goes to emotion, then it goes to action, then it goes to emotion, and then it goes to action, which with even greater emotion, right? So I think that's one way of looking at it. Then you can ask the question, what type of fear are we talking about, right? So when you ask what type of fear we're talking about, so again, one way you can look at it and say it's fear of punishment, right? In other words, could be a fear of it's a lower level, because Hashem's asking, or Moshe's saying, Hashem only wants you to be afraid of punishment. That's like a lower level. That's one way of looking at it. The Malbim says, it says a little bit differently. The Malbim says, V'atayisol Hashem elkel Hashem emchakim liyira. So he says, Lachkor, medaber miyira sa'odesh emir sa'romos. Are we talking about yira sa'odesh, fear of punishment, or fear of romos, reverence? Now, is it fear of punishment, or is it the higher level of reverence of the Almighty? Is it a higher level? Because of Shim Kavanosa Yuras Onesh, or is it Madriga Katana? That if the goal is simply fear of punishment, that's a low level. Vima Yiras Aromas, Lo Yuskel Zerak Echad Bedor. He says that this, he quotes it, I'm not sure this is Reish Adolf. So he quotes someone who says that, wait a second, if what does Moshe say? The only thing I want from you is what? Is Yira. If it's Yira Saromus, that's such a high level that no one can achieve it. So what's Moshe saying? But if it's Yira Odesh, that's very small. That's not Chashuv. That's not significant. So the Malbim has an interesting middle position. He said, L'dati Yira Zu Perish Chazal, V'mashkazu Bavor Tia Yira Sa Penechem Zo Habusha. Embarrassment. Shemisha Mamin Bashkacha Pratis. That if someone believes in that God's watching, Shem Omid Alav Tamid Ro Masav, that Shem is always standing watching his actions. Yevosh Be'asos Dover Negev Ritzono, he will be embarrassed from doing something against his will. Kamoshe Yevosh Adam Lasos Dover Negev Ritzono Melech, just like someone's going to be embarrassed to do something against the will of the king. Kishah Melech Omid Alav Vitzofe Be'asav, when the king is standing over him and he is watching his deeds. V'lo b'nei yira sa'odesh. Not because of fear of punishment, rather a busha romoso, from embarrassment, from his level. So in other words, there is, it is not the highest level of reverence. It's yira, fear, not of getting punished, just embarrassed. How can I do this in front of God? And it's idea where the Ramah writes in the very first siman, that people who are tzaddikim, who are righteous people, they're always thinking to themselves, I want God to be in front of me always. I want to feel that God is always present. The Rama writes that you can't compare someone who's sitting around in his house, how he's going to behave, versus if he's sitting around and the king's in front of him. Certainly, if we're always thinking that God is watching us, so this is Yirazu Yasi Kalechad Imamin Shakash Baruchu Melech Al Haaretz Kavodo. Again, maybe we're not the Yiras Haromus, that revere the exalted nature of God. That's like a high level. But at the very least, if you realize that God is always watching, and now you're afraid of being punished, but you realize that God is watching. It's embarrassing. And certainly the generation of Moshe, where they really saw, they witnessed God's involvement directly in their lives. So it's a fear of embarrassment to sin in front of God, that God is always watching. It's either fear of punishment or a fear of embarrassment, shame.
So that's why we don't have enough emunah, really, because what? I tell a joke in shul, because I figure,
right.
God is not. You have to know that he's actually here.
Right. You have to work out. We all have to work out our emunah. The Baal Shem Tov says a beautiful idea. The Baal Shem Tov says a bear kinyan hayira hu shiyari min heder kavod v'oshev v'chaveyotze. What's fear? You're afraid. When someone's afraid of something, you know what they're afraid? They don't have enough honor or wealth or life. They're afraid. Mashein kain achar haheder in yira. If you're not missing anything, if you don't feel you're lacking anything, there's no fear. Someone's already dead. Right? Obviously, you're not afraid of life if you're already dead. If you have no wealth, you're not afraid you're going to lose wealth. This is an external yira. All creations, they all have some external fear that you're afraid you're going to lose that which you have. The mouse is afraid of the cat. The cat's afraid of the dog. the cow of Mizev and the dog from the wolf. I thought we were going to do the Chagadja here, but that's Kelv and Zev. Okay. And also a person, one person afraid of his friend. But that's the lower level of fear. Higher than that, yesh yira panimis. There's an inner fear. Yiras haboris baruch shabo, fear of God. Gam yira chitzonis haba ala adam hu kedei la'orer, also yira panimis. The goal of this external yira is to awaken a person to the internal yira. Hu chesed Hashem, this is the kindness of Hashem. Yad yamina pshuta. B'shom v'akish b'adam shisor mizel yiras Hashem. And he requests from a person that he should awaken from our natural external yira to the internal yira. That's why it says, "Hashem is saying, Hashem is asking us." He says, "Be'emes ein tzarch tzivul yira ki u'mameila." Hashem doesn't have to command us about fear because we're all afraid of something. When it says, "Hashem akecha shobim chakim liyira Hashem," what does it mean? Hainu me'achashish midas hayir b'chol nivram. Everyone is afraid of something or someone. Im kein roi shela adam mali yisirazushin is orimin yirachitzonis yirachitzonis. Hashem is asking you. He says, I'm not asking for so much. I'm not commanding you on yira. You all have yira. Just turn your yira externally to only an internal yira. Achar sheyodeya sheyado yisparach pshut lorozeh. Hashem is helping us to wait. Hashem gave us the idea of yira so that we can lead to Yiras Hashem. And that's a chesed of Hashem. That's a kindness of Hashem. Because the fact that Hashem gave us Yira, that he gave us the ability to fear Hashem. And he says, if you realize that, that if you realize that chesed, that Hashem gave us the midah of Yira, so that we could fear Hashem to do his mitzvahs, you know what happened? Va'avas aboris baruch lebechem loso, Hashem is kind to us. She'shalach lo Yira chitzonis, k'il orel Yira pnimis, oz nasem Yira ava. How do we achieve love of Hashem? Because we realize that this fear, that the midah of fear that Hashem gave us, is really a kindness, so that we will do his mitzvos. And then, if we realize that, what? Then we'll be makabel the yira ba'ava. We'll accept the external yira with ava. And then we're not going to have the external yira anymore, because we realize it's all from Hashem. And we're going to elevate ourselves to yira pnimis, to an inner type of love. So this idea of appreciating Kadosh Baruch Hu, who created fear for us. So again, this first approach basically says that the goal of Yira, the goal of perhaps of Ava, is to motivate us to do mitzvos, b'chol avav, b'chol nafsh, because that's the ultimate game, ultimate goal, so that we can be rewarded, and we failed in the past, and this is the recipe, this attitude. Maybe it simply means fear of punishment, maybe it means fear of embarrassment, and maybe also we realize that Hashem gave us this fear, we're going to love Hashem for that, for this great gift of fear, as a means and a method through which we can, serve Hashem better. The truth is, though, there might be a different way of looking at it. Maybe the there's a pasuk in Koheles, Sof Davar Kol Nishma. At the end of the day, you know what? We know what the ultimate goal is? Yira. Hashem is giving us all these mitzvos, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's the attitude. It's to realize that our job, our mission is Yirat Shamayim. These mitzvos are a means to achieve Yirat Shamayim. It's not so much as a way to motivate us to do mitzvos. It's the mitzvos that will lead to Yira. And I think this fits into the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol b'dei Shemayim chutz miyira shamayim. Everything is in the hands of God except for Yira Shamayim. Hashem controls everything except for what? For Yira Shamayim. Hashem controls everything except for, right, our... I'm just going to mute people. Someone is making noise. Just mute that. You can unmute yourself if you have a comment. So everything is in the hands of God except for Yirat Shamayim. That, and the fact that we're saying that everything is in the hands of God except for Yirat Shamayim, the Marsha says, according to Rabbi Chanina understands the Pasuk as we're talking about a higher level Yira. Because how can you say that a Kol B'dei Shamayim Chutz B'Yirat Shamayim if it's talking about fear of punishment? What do you mean? Hashem, if Yira refers to Yiras Odesh, fear of punishment, then that's in the hands of God, right? Because if God punishes us, if God punishes us, so then that will motivate us to do better. So it's Hashem can control that. That is in God's control. But you know, it's not in God's control. What's not in God's control is what he calls Yira HaSichlit, that depends on complete Bechira, free will. In other words, not Yira, so the highest level of Yira. And that is not simply about reward and punishment, but it's the highest level of Yira. So I think we can look at this pasuk of this command of Moshe is really two different levels. He's telling the Bnei Yisrael as they're about to enter into Eretz Yisrael, a new generation, new opportunities. He said, you've made mistakes in the past. On the one hand, I'm giving you a hack, right? Hacks in life. You know, we want to try to find ways that do things easy, or not easy. We want to be successful. We want to be effective in achieving our goals. Okay, I'm not going to tell you a million things Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael. Step one, Yira. Yira sa'odesh or Yira sa'busha, afraid of punishment, afraid of disembarrassment. Always have that on your mind, and you know what? You'll do the mitzvos. You know what's going to happen when you do it? You're going to love Hashem. And you know what's going to happen when you love Hashem? You can do it with even greater vigor and passion and emotion. And then you know what? It's going to be l'tovacha. It's going to be great for you. And Rav Chanina says, but you know what? Moshe's giving a higher message, a deeper message. And that message is, at the end of the day, the attitude is not only a means or a method for mitzvah observance, that's the ultimate goal. You need to understand that what does Hashem want from you? Because why? He's in charge of everything else. The only thing he's left for us is to live a life of Yirat Shamayim, to live a life of us trying to connect to God, to recognize God's greatness, to recognize his elevated status. And that he's left for us. It's the motivating factor, but it's also the ultimate goal. So I think both of these messages are inherent in this very beautiful few psukim that Moshe is sharing with the Bnei Israel in this week's Parsha.